Good afternoon, everybody. We are live from the Buffalo Grill down at Native Lights Casino. We are hanging out down here today and bringing you the 620 Sports Show live from the Buffalo Grill. I'm Brett C. To my left, Rama Faru. And to my right, oh, Coach needs a shave. Oh, wait, wrong coach. It's Coach Donnie Jackson. He is joining us today. Coach Burroughs was going to go check out baseball today, so Coach Jackson agreed to sit in with us. And, Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Yeah, so we've got a lot to talk about today. We're going to talk about SC. We're going to talk about Cali, NBA, MLB, NFL schedule. I'm really super excited to talk about that. We have a lot of tidbits when it comes to that. We're going to cover all that and more right here on the 620 Sports Show. Before we start, I want to remind you that today is Free Play Frenzy down at Native Lights Casino. You pay $30, you receive $50 in free play. You can redeem that once today. So if you're a gamer, get on down here, enjoy some lunch, and then do some gaming right here at Native Lights. And Rama, go ahead. Let us know what's happening at Southwestern and at Cali.
You got it. Well, Southwestern, they recently wrapped up their softball and baseball season. The track and field was still competing. Southwestern wrapped up its 2026 men's and women's track and field season. They had continued development across multiple events. They had a pair of KCAC All-Conference honorees leading the way. Freshman J.J. Crawford was a KCAC Honorable Mention recognition. And also on the women's side of things, they had Malia Pearson also get All-KCAC Honorable Mention honors. And so the Builders, you know, they leaned heavily on a veteran senior class that helped guide the program throughout the season. So they'll have to look for a strong recruiting class for next year, but a lot to build on and some good success for the Builder track and field team. And as far as Cali, a lot going on still there with the Tigers. The Tiger baseball team earned the number 5 seed in the District Plains Tournament. They defeated 12 seed Dodge City in the best of 3 sub-regional and then went on to Wichita State University last night where they beat 4th seed Hutchinson 4-2. Big win for the Tigers, and that gives them the opportunity to face top seed and number 1 ranked Johnson County tonight at 7. The winner of that game will play Friday at 4, and the loser will play Friday at 1 o'clock.
Which you answered my next question, Rama. So Cali has not lost yet, so they still have that chance down in the loser's bracket to go ahead and get on to the end. I know some people are kind of confused about that, but, you want to be on that upper tier. For sure.
If you lose those early games, you are fighting your way out of a hole. It's very tough. So last night was a good win for the Tigers. It won't be easy tonight against Johnson County, but it's an opportunity once again to play the best team in the country. And wouldn't you get excited about that, Coach?
You can't help but want to play Johnson County. That's kind of been our arch nemesis in a lot of different sports, and it's no different with baseball.
That's right.
And, Coach, I wanted to ask you, since you're here, is some people say it's easier when you see someone 5 times a year. Some people say it doesn't really matter. How do you feel about it?
I feel like it just makes it into a dogfight.
Yeah.
You know, we played Hutch 3 times this year, and every game was just a scratch and claw, and everyone knows every single thing about you, strengths, weaknesses, and everything in between, and the smallest detail can come into play and either win or lose you a game. So that's probably what it'll come down to. There's no surprises.
No, I'm hoping the Tigers tonight can get past Johnson County. It'd be a great game, so come on out to WSU. The tournament last night, it started about 7:45, so it might be backed up a little bit, but hoping for close to 7 o'clock start.
So I do have a question on that. Would you rather beat Johnson early or late? You know, that's kind of the thing.
It is. That's
a toughie, Coach.
That is. Kind of, as good as they are this year.
Right. Hoping for some help last night. It would have been great if they could have lost that opener and get some help along the way. But, you know, just to be able to – I mean, I would normally say it's better to beat them late. But right now, after losing 4 to them in the regular season, just got to just beat
find
them.
A way.
Yeah, find a way
can.
And show that you can. Exactly.
Yes,
and know that if you do face them again in this double elimination tournament, hey, we've done it. We can do this again. So – they played it really tough in Overland Park, 2 close games, so Tigers looking forward to this one tonight. Also, the Cali softball team, they opened the District Plains Tournament with back-to-back shutout victories and really rode sophomore pitcher Daisy Morris. She pitched outstanding in that tournament, finally ran out of gas. They had to go to a couple other people, and they ended up finally losing to Johnson County in the title game 11-4. But really played some good ball down the stretch and finished the season 32-23.
I don't like Johnson County. I've already decided.
You can join the club.
Well, there is some rumor mill action that they might go to Division I.
I would like that. That'd
in
be fine with me.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Why shouldn't that, Coach? I mean, honestly, it's Overland Park, Kansas. You're Johnson County. I mean, they should be D1.
Them and KCK.
I agree. Yeah. So some of these sports are, some are D2, D1. I say you're either all D1 or you're all D2. That's the way it should be. But, well, that's the way we got it right now. And then also the Tiger women's tennis team, they had four singles players and doubles team, finished second, and the team finished as the national runner-up in Sumter, South Carolina. So congrats to the Tiger women's tennis team. Also the Tiger men's tennis team, they're playing the final day of the national tournament up in Plano, Texas today. They're currently fourth, and they have sophomore Dan Asano playing for a national title at number two singles. And the Tiger outdoor track and field team, they achieved three new national qualifying marks at last week at Wichita State University, and they are now opening competition today at the NJCAA Division I Outdoor Track and Field Championships in Hobbs, New Mexico. So best of luck to the Tiger track and field team.
I've been to Hobbs, New Mexico.
Have you?
Yes.
Okay, that's quite a trek, isn't it?
Yeah. Back in the day, my dad was working out there, and dust and heat.
Not a lot to do, I assume, right? Dust and heat.
Yeah, okay. it's not exactly very thrilling. But
I went to school with dust and heat. Nice guy.
And, Robert, real quick, I want to touch on, it's really cool if you see on the Cali website, you guys really get behind the teams and do send-offs, and you see other coaches out there supporting other teams. And I know Coach Jackson, he's just a real proponent of other sports, and he shows up, and, you know, it's so cool to see that, because you don't see that at every college.
No, definitely not. You're right. I mean, each one of our sports that head off to Nationals, we do a nice send-off for them. And Coach Jackson, what he does with his guys, I really love this. I mean, he'll have them come out to a game at baseball, and they're all out there in the bleachers. Or they'll go out to softball, and they're all out there. And he has his guys go out and support all the programs. And most of the coaches at Cali, they do a great job of that. They'll see that the guys are out there supporting, and so they'll want to come out to the basketball game to do the same. So a lot of love and respect amongst all those coaches there at Cali.
And Coach, is that something you've always done no matter where you were?
I definitely try to.
Yes.
I mean, sometimes it just depends on scheduling, you know, if it fits. And same thing with other sports in our seasons. I know, like in the spring, sometimes it's difficult with baseball because they're playing to come to a playoff game. But you try your absolute best to support as best as you can.
And I tell you what, you know, that does happen a lot at Cali. And, Rom, I'm glad you put this on here, because I brought it up. I was going to bring it up last week, but we ran out of time. Wichita State University announced that it's discontinuing its NCAA men's and women's golf programs, effective immediately. And the university says the decision follows an evaluation of WSU's athletic portfolio. I can speak, and listen to me try one more time. But do you guys think, and I'll start off with Rama first, do you think this is NIL?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a tough thing. You hate to see any sports go away, and it really could be, Brett. You know, I went to school there at Wichita State, and I was a part of that when Greer Jones was the coach of the Shockers, and they won 15 straight conference championships. He was the 13-time MVC Coach of the Year. So the golf program has always had success at Wichita State. It wasn't about, you know, if the team was doing well or not. It all comes down to budget and resources, and I assume that's exactly what this fallout's all about.
And Coach Jackson, would you think the same thing, probably?
I definitely agree that it's all NIL-based. I mean, at the end of the day, basketball and football have turned into a financial juggernaut, and how else are you going to pay for it if you don't make the cut?
Exactly.
I feel like it's kind of keeping up with the Joneses to make your top-tier programs the best they could be, and unfortunately, there's always some collateral damage, and sports that don't bring in income or have as much viewership are probably going to be the ones that are looked at first.
Yeah, and you know, Coach, you mentioned it. You said, you know, basketball and some of the other sports there at WSU. I was at Wichita State last night for the Cali game, and you look around and showed all their conference titles, and then it showed all their, you know, appearances at the World Series, the College World Series, and there was such success under Gene Stevenson, and the program, unfortunately, from 2009, it just kind of stops up there. It shows all the titles from 1989 to 2009. It was almost every year.
Yeah.
And then baseball's kind of taking a back seat here now, too. And with the NIL the way it is, it's just really tough for Wichita State and some of these schools to try to compete and stay competitive.
No, I agree. And, I mean, even like the American Athletic and basketball this year, they only got one team in, if I'm not mistaken. And I consider the American Athletic a pretty competitive conference amongst all sports.
I'm with you.
Now, is this something you guys could see happening even at our level, as far as Cali or Southwestern?
I could see that all across the board.
Yeah.
You know what kind of makes up for picking up numbers, though, is esports. It's kind of a new wave, and it's not as expensive, and you're not traveling, and, you know, you're not having to allocate resources for insurance and equipment and things like that. So there's lots of things that I'm sure the administrators are considering when making these decisions.
And our own Eli is doing esports, so he's on that team. So.
That's right. He's on the Cali esports team. That's right.
But you would figure with Wichita State, you don't have football.
Yeah.
So, you know, you really don't seem like they'd be in a big pinch, but basketball has kind of fell behind a little bit. And like you said, Dean Stevenson, there's just been, it's been, not, you know, just knocked down, drag out, silent as far as baseball goes.
Well, ever since Greg Marshall's left, what's happened?
Know. Same thing.
Yes.
You're exactly right. And it's really sad, though, because I'm up at this beautiful ballpark last night at Wichita. They've done really nice renovations to the park, and I want to see it come back again. When I was in school there, going back a ways, but when I graduated in 99 from WSU, there was still 3,000 to 4,000 fans in there every game. I mean, they just loved Shocker baseball. And now when I go to a game there, you're lucky if there's 500,000 people.
Did you say 1999?
Yeah.
I swear some dinosaurs were walking the earth at that time.
Yeah, all right. He went out in the morning to catch the dinosaurs.
Let's don't go there, Coach, all right?
I'm not too far behind.
Well, we're not even going to talk about me, considering I was at Cali in 1991 and 92, so I turned 52 the other day, so I'm super old.
52, all right. I guess I'll say this to you. You joined the club. I'm 52 as well.
Isn't that when the rapture happened?
Yes. It was. It actually was.
And it was the Raptors that I was looking for back then, too, in 99, like with the Raptors.
And when I went to class, I walked 3 miles, swam four.
It was a different time, wasn't it, guys? Our kids don't know anything about that stuff.
And, Rama, before we go to break, remind us one more time, Cali's scheduled baseball today.
Yeah, they're actually playing games right now at Wichita State. Games started at 10 this morning. There'll be games at 1 and 4. And then the Tigers will take on Johnson County at 7 o'clock at Wichita State University's Tech Stadium at Tyler Field.
And if they win, they will play tomorrow, right?
That's right. If they win, they stay in that winner's side of the bracket. That's what you want to do. They play again tomorrow at 4. If they were to lose, they'll play tomorrow at 1. And it'll be a battle to try to come back up out of that. Coach, you know how these tournaments are, man. Boy, I mean, you better win early or else you are having a tough time digging yourself out.
Well, you know, for us,
it's one and done.
One and done, yeah.
Right.
And, Coach, before we leave Cali and leave the other colleges, do you have anything that you're doing this summer that you want to tell us about? Or?
Oh, yeah. Actually, we have our Cali team camp. It's
the fifth
one that we've done, and it's gotten bigger and better every year. And this year we'll have 16 teams, and we'll have some of the premier Kansas Wichita area teams with Derby and Capen and Wichita Heights and Mays. And then we got 5A state champion Newcastle, DC North, Tulsa Memorial, which is traditional power, Midwest City. And then we'll have local teams with Ark City, Winfield, Coffeyville, Augusta, South Haven, Central Burton, and a couple others. So it's pretty locked and loaded tournament, and I'm pretty excited for it. It'll be on June 9th.
Is this the one you did last year where you had it at several sites? You had it at RC High School, you had it at W.S. Scott?
Yes.
Oh, sweet.
So each team will get 3 games. It'll start around 10 a.m. and it'll end around 6, and it's been very competitive. And, you know, we'll also have Ponca City in there, too. So it's a great event to come watch if you want to see some top local area talent.
Don't want to put you on the spot, but as far as recruiting's gone, is there anything you can say in terms of recruiting? Is there anybody you want to mention that you've got signed and are going to be here next year that you're excited about?
Well, the number one recruit was Marcus Smith.
Keeping him coming back to Cali. Marcus had a great freshman year, and there was a lot of talk about, unfortunately, we might lose him. But great to hear he's coming back.
And then Andrell Burton, who is from Kansas Hayesville, and he was at South Dakota State.
Yeah, D1.
And pretty excited about signing him. And we will have a little more length and athleticism. And actually, we just picked up Christian Morey from Winfield.
That's
and
great.
Then, Evan Hutto will be coming over and playing as well. So we got some local products coming. And we'll actually have, right now we have 6 Kansas kids on our roster and possibly 7. And that may be the most in the league. And I'm excited to add some local talent to our roster, and we've got some pretty good ones
incredible to hear that you're going to have two guys from Winfield that are going to be on the squad. Christian Morey, last year, he was a redshirt. Where at, Coach?
At Southeast Nebraska. Okay. And he had a big senior year where he averaged 24 points a game, and he looks like he's put on good weight. He's already been to workouts three times this week with us, so he's very eager, ready to go.
So you're allowed to slash your tires to keep him from leaving campus? Is that, or is that allowed? Or?
That's not allowed. I want to keep my job.
Oh, Coach, you know me. You know.
Great to hear about Marcus coming back and the guys you're going to have joining him. So it should be a really fun season again for Tiger basketball.
Yep.
And, Ramba, before we head out to break, you want to talk about a passing that we had?
Yeah, I did. You know, this was really unfortunate. Unfortunately, a legend here in the Cali community, J.C. Louderback, he recently passed away. J.C.'s in six Hall of Fames, including Cali and Southwestern. He was just a standout athlete. He excelled in tennis, football, and basketball before graduating what was then Arc City Junior College, now Cali College, and went on to Southwestern College and the Kansas State Teachers College of Pittsburgh, which is now Pittsburgh State University. He later returned to Arc City High School and coached and taught for over 36 years. He officiated at humongous levels, games in the Big 8, the Big 12, Conference USA, USFL, Missouri Valley Conference. And if you met J.C., he was just a great person, great guy.
Super nice.
His lasting impact, you know, he's got the Louderback family tennis complex here in Arc City, and his family was actually honored nationally as the USTA Ralph W. Westcott Family of the Year at one time. So really sorry to see a legend like J.C. Louderback pass on, so our condolences to his family. But, you know, J.C., you'll be missed. We're a great friend, and we appreciate all you did for Cali College and this area.
And thanks for bringing that up, Bob. I really appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk college basketball, some college football. All that more is coming up right here on the 620 Sports Show.
Your career awaits at Lopez Dorada Foods in Ponca City. We take pride in excellence with a dynamic work environment where you can grow. We are looking for individuals to join our team and share in our success as one of the largest employers in the area. With our competitive wages, 401k with match, health insurance, annual pay increases, tuition reimbursement, and more, we take great care of our employees. View open positions and apply today at LopezDorada.com or come to our open interviews at 2000 Howe Boulevard in Ponca City every Tuesday and Wednesday from 2 to 4 p.m.
Tu carrera te espera en López Dorada Foods en Ponca City. Estamos orgullosos de la excelencia con un ambiente de trabajo dinámico donde tú puedes crecer. Estamos buscando personas para unirse a nuestro equipo y compartir nuestro éxito como uno de los empleadores más grandes del área. Con nuestros salarios competitivos, 401k con Iguala, seguro médico, aumentos salariales anuales, reembolso de matrícula y más. Cuidamos mucho a nuestros empleados. Vea los puestos disponibles y presente su solicitud hoy en lopezdorada.com o venga a nuestras entrevistas abiertas en 2000 Hall Boulevard en Ponca City todos los martes y miércoles de 2 p.m. a 4 p.m.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6854. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-6854. That's 800-575-6854.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hi, it's Mary from the Emporium in Winfield. Antiques, collectibles, furniture, clothing, toys, every corner holds a surprise waiting to be discovered. Come on in, wander the aisles, follow your curiosity, and see what hidden gems call your name. Whether you're hunting for the perfect piece or stumbling onto something you didn't even know you needed, the adventure is half the fun. So come in and explore at the corner of 8th and Main in Winfield. Step into the Emporium and experience the joy of true treasure hunting, where we have a little bit of everything.
The 620 Sports Show is sponsored in part by Cali College. Start your journey at Cali. With over 600 accredited courses, easy transfer pathways, and job-ready workforce training, we're here to help you reach your career goals. Looking for flexibility in your schedule? Many programs can be completed fully online. Cali is more than just a college. In Tiger Territory, you'll find the educational and community-focused opportunities for a well-rounded experience. Join us today and unlock your future as a Cali Tiger. Visit cali.edu to get started.
And welcome back to the 620 Sports Show. I'm Brett C. with Rama Peru and Coach Donnie Jackson. We are hanging out down at the Buffalo Grill doing the 620 Sports Show. And I'm going to remind you, don't forget, they have money flying out the door here at Native Life on the weekends. On Fridays and Sundays, they do Summer Hot Streets. And on Saturday, Money Mayhem. And they're going to have cash drawings in the evenings. And you're going to have a chance to win some money. And also today is Free Play Frenzy. Every Thursday in May, you pay $30, you receive $50 in free play, and you can redeem that one time a day. So get on down here, do some gaming, enjoy some food, and hang out down at Native Lights Casino. And Rama, we've got some college basketball stuff to go over, college football, and some news out of Nebraska that I found very interesting. We'll get to that.
Yeah, well, and as far as the college basketball, I got to get to Coach Jackson's thoughts on this, but you know, a couple weeks ago, I mean, maybe a little longer than that, about a month ago, some of the KU fans were a little worried about who they're bringing in to fill this roster out. Then all of a sudden, they started filling it out really well, getting the number one recruit in all of college basketball in Stokes. Now they added guard Dennis Parker Jr., the latest to sign with KU. He's going to be a senior after playing last season at Radford. And last year, he was a force. He scored a Radford record 53 points in a win against Coppin State. Averaged over 18 per game. Coach, KU's, you know, we always say they don't rebuild, it just reload, and it looks like they've done that again.
They have, so I'm always skeptical on teams that's, you know, playing in leagues that are a little lower.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big jump, so while I hope that they are reloading, I do think there's a little bit of a learning curve when you're jumping that high of a level and competing on a nightly basis in the Big 12.
True. You know, playing against Coppin State and then playing against Texas Tech or something. It's a little bit different.
Completely different level of athlete.
Yeah.
So I try to keep those things in perspective.
Gotcha.
Coach, we've had a lot of laughs because, you know, KU fans were about to step off the bridge and jump into the water. And we're not going to have a team. We're not going to have five people to play. It's like, okay.
He'll get it done.
He will get it done.
Now, the transfer portal is still going strong.
Yeah.
I mean,
now, explain that to me, because sounded like there was a drop-dead date that the portal closes, but that's just getting your name in then, and then so you can still have as much time as you want to fill these out.
And most of the time things are heating up right now because teams are wanting to get guys in for summer school. And so it'll have the two-week period, like you explained, to enter the portal, and then you can't do it anymore. But then you still have the 5-6 weeks until you get the summer school to complete your roster.
Gotcha.
And there's a lot of negotiations and visits and this and that go behind the scenes that we don't always see.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and you deal with that. I mean, helping your kids get on to the next level, you get somebody coaches, I'm sure, all the time talking to you about your kids. So.
Yeah, and, you know, even Jeff is in the transfer portal on flow. And you know, once somebody's name hits the portal, I mean, you might get 40, 50 calls.
Not trying to say anything out here, but I've been hearing a lot of Youngstown State. Is that still kind of something Jeff's looking at, or is that a school that's been pretty serious about him?
Yeah, I think that's probably what he'll end up doing without leaking anything not known.
I saw that out on the internet the other day, so I think it's been out there a little bit. But
100%. And, you know, Cali Tiger Corey Thomas had a birthday yesterday.
Hey, congrats to Corey. Yeah. How old is he now?
He'll be 23, graduating this weekend.
Man, good for Corey. Great kid. Loved having him at Cali. Man, was part of some really fun teams there.
Yes, sir.
And I tell you what, you know, and as Coach was saying, I think some of the guys still have time to get out of the NBA draft and get back into the portal. I mean, I think that's still going on, too. So, I mean, I think it's always a movie machine as far as the portal goes.
Oh, for sure.
And, Rami, you've got some really good college football news here.
You know, you had brought this up just a little bit ago, but Nebraska and Matt Rhule, how about this? So Nebraska has dibs on anything across the media landscape relating to Coach Matt Rhule. The Huskers have a $5 million NIL, an intellectual property agreement with Rhule, which allows the university's athletic department to profit from his House Rules podcast and any apparel-related merchandise featuring his likeness. So the documents indicate that Rhule will earn $13.5 million in 2026 as part of that one-time payment. Now, this is something we're talking about, and this is a guy that's 19-19 after three seasons with the Huskers and has not beaten a ranked opponent. So, and he also lost his best quarterback to the University of Oregon in Dylan Raiola. A lot of money for a guy that's had a 19-19 record in 3 years, you think?
Is there a Fear the Beard intellectual property? You know, I need one of those contracts right now.
You and James
Harden. I'm in the wrong business, but that's sure. Unbelievable to get paid that much with a 500 record. Can't keep your own guys.
Yeah.
I mean, you hear about Nebraska, but are they really, truly ever relevant?
Coach Gillette's on the phone. They want to talk to you about NIL now.
Hey,
Gillette Razor?
Hey, that's the wrong company right there.
Oh, okay.
Don't matter how much they'll pay me.
Look at the big brand.
I mean, it's funny that somebody actually sat at their desk one day and was like, oh, we're going to. That blows my mind.
I know, yeah. And, I mean, Matt Rhule was a home run hire, they felt like, when they got him. I mean, he's had some success turning programs around, but for whatever reason, Nebraska, I mean, back in the day, and I mean, we all talked about when I graduated in 99, but back in the 90s, when Tom Osborne, that was the premier football powerhouse program. And ever since they left and joined the Big Ten, they've been forgotten. No one even thinks about Nebraska football, and that's really sad. It used to be OU and Nebraska on Thanksgiving Day, so fun, and man, it's changed, hasn't it?
Tommy Frazier, that's the last time I remember Nebraska.
That's right. I mean, like I said, it's been 90s.
Yeah.
One thing I will say about Nebraska fans, though, as much as they stink, that stadium is full in red every Saturday.
That's true.
I will say that about them.
They do have a good volleyball program. We'll give them that.
Yeah.
All right.
Are you guys going to get one of those House Rule shirts?
Now that I know where the money's going to, so help the Nebraska NIL fund. They need some help.
That's a lot of shirts they're selling.
That is.
Steve, if you're listening, get Rama's voice. Get Rama's voice on NIL. Hurry up.
Please.
Now, I'd pay for that.
And I think you had something out of Missouri, too, before we called on,
yeah,
right?
This was an unfortunate situation. Unfortunately, Missouri running back Ahmad Hardy, he in stable condition after he was shot at a concert in Mississippi on Sunday. And unfortunately, you know, Hardy had emergency surgery after sustaining a gunshot wound. He's going to be okay, but he was unbelievable last season for Missouri. He ran for 1,649 yards, 16 touchdowns. So hopefully that young man's going to be all right. Missouri sure would like to be able to have him back in the backfield again this year.
You know, and that whole deal was sad because it seems like that he wasn't involved in what initially happened there. He just happened to be standing there. And,
yeah, innocent bystander.
Yeah, and it's just a really sad deal. And, Coach, I know I'm sure you talk to your kids about, you know, have fun, but be careful, and, you know, things like that. I mean, you can never predict something like that, but.
Yeah, and the controllables as a coach, you only have so many.
Yes.
And, you know, once they kind of leave your proximity, you never know what could happen, good or bad.
Yes.
So that's why we're always stressed, because our lives are controlled by decisions or an uncontrollable circumstance that you're like, holy cow, our best running back just got shot.
Yeah, for sure. I hate to see that. And like you said, Brett, I mean, an innocent bystander, it could have happened to any of us.
Yeah, and
so you hate to have the young man's name out there and you wonder what happened, but it's unfortunate. Hopefully he's going to be just fine.
You know, it's just a very sad deal, and hopefully, like you said, he'll be all right. But let's see, Rom, I think before we go to baseball next break, let's just go ahead and cover the NBA. Let's go ahead and talk about that. This is when Coach is really going to jump
in. Exactly. I want to hear his thoughts on this, because Oklahoma City, you know, they're 8-0 in the playoffs now, and they've just ran through the Lakers. Another team, the Knicks, boy, they just buried Philly 4-0 also. And then we've got a couple good series going. Cleveland rallying from 9 points down in the final 3 minutes of regulation to win in overtime last night. Detroit's take a 3-2 series lead. San Antonio up 3-2 with game 6 tonight in Minnesota. Is there anybody, though, Coach, going to be able to take down OKC?
If there is a team that can do it, I do believe it's San Antonio.
I agree.
And that's if they're, you know, at full strength.
Yes.
But the one thing I do like, I am a LeBron hater, and I hope that, I know on the notes here it says LeBron will be back. I hope he's not back, and they beat him into retirement.
Now, I got to say this, in defense of LeBron, and I was never a LeBron guy, the decision really turned me a different way, but his age, what he's doing, it's amazing, isn't it? I mean, let's be real about it. Even if you don't like LeBron,
that's true.
No,
what he's doing is incredible. And let's be serious. Why shouldn't he come back for another year? Really? I mean, you're playing at the level he's still playing at, an average of over 20 a game, 7 rebounds, 7 assists. Anybody would take that.
Yeah, but is he just going to get the longevity participation sticker? You know, that's kind of where I'm at right now.
Gotcha.
You know, let the new face of the league happen and this and that. But, you know, you highlighted a couple series.
Yeah.
And I definitely wanted to bring up two different things. One, is this too long of a break for New York and OKC, you know, in game one? That could be very important. And then, two, I feel like Cleveland did something I was really unsure that they could do of last night, and that was win on the road.
Yeah.
And so I really
think... That was their first road win.
Exactly. Yeah. And so I feel like this could be their series now, but I don't think they could beat the Knicks.
How about this? Okay, so my son's a big Knicks fan. So, and since they put Carl Anthony Towns kind of in a new role, he's been a ball facilitator. He had never had a playoff game over 10 assists in his career, and he's got 3 of them in the playoffs. They've really found something there. The Knicks, if they did come out of the East,
they could cause some problems. I just think OKC's too athletic, and they got the bigger guards. I mean, Brunson's a very good player, but they got a lot of size at the guard position that can cause them a lot of problems. And they have a championship pedigree.
They do. They do.
And they just run the AT double toothpicks out of you, too. I mean, they do.
They're such a solid team from top to bottom. We all talk about Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, what he does, you know. But really, the other game, I mean, he didn't play great. He had the 18, I think. They held him to 18 or 19. And everybody else just picks up the slack, whether it's Holmgren or the next guy up. They just step up. It's amazing how well they are as just a team.
Yeah, no, I agree with you on that. And they don't even have J-Dub right now.
I know. I mean, he was their number 2 option all of last season.
Yeah, so that just goes to show their depth. And then who's your guys' pick for the lottery, number 1? Is it AJ?
I'd say it's probably Banta, yeah.
Yeah, unless there's some international guy that I don't know about, that would be my pick.
Yeah.
Unless there's a Luka Doncic out there that I'm not aware of.
So. Did Peterson Banta push him down a spot or two?
Yeah, in my opinion.
I think it did. I think it really did.
It's unfortunate. He came out recently and talked about the creatine that he was taking, he thinks is what was causing him to have all those cramping issues. But, man, if you can't rely on the guy when you need him, and you saw that how many times last year?
Yeah, it's a longer season, better athletes, more time on the court, more travel.
Yeah.
Long season.
Might have cost them the top spot in the draft. We'll see.
And, guys, really quick, I wanted to touch on, you know, Brandon Clark. Really sad deal there for the Memphis Grizzlies.
For sure.
He played 7 seasons, and he died at 29 the other day. And, of course, it looks like drug use. And,
Jason Collins.
Jason Collins, great player, you know, died of cancer. And
first one to come out as openly gay in the NBA, and you know, it took a lot of courage for someone to come out and say that, and you know, so it was. I watched Charles Barkley's talk last night a little bit about Jason Collins, talking about what a great person he was, and you know, he said, "Hey, believe me, he might have been the first one to come out as openly gay, but there's a lot more out there that we just don't know about or haven't come
out." Well, that's 100%, and you know, and like I said with Clark, you know, just a sad deal there, you know. It just proves no matter how much money you have or how much fame you have, there's a demon out there that can get you, and it, you know, and that's just the proof of it.
Money doesn't buy you happiness, does it?
No, it does not. And Coach, we always sit at home on our couch or wherever and think these guys haven't made and they have no problems, but they do.
With all the distractions and peer pressure, I would rather not be rich.
Yeah.
They're human just like us. Yeah. I mean,
That's very true. And let's see, we already talked about Jason Leiterbach, but when we come back, we're going to talk Royals. And Rama, you went to the Banana Ball at Wichita's Equity Park last weekend, so we're going to talk about that. And I know that I heard it was said from everybody that it was a great show, so we'll touch on that. And we'll talk about the Royals, who also, don't forget, you can listen to every pitch of every game of the Royals on 103.3 and on 1280 AM KSOK. 6 o'clock pregame today, 6:40 first pitch, and hopefully they can get a win off the White Sox because they've struggled the last 2. But we'll talk about that when we get back right here on the 6-0 Sports Show.
Hey, it's James.
And Jamie.
From Friendly Ford.
James, have you done your taxes yet?
Absolutely.
Already?
Yep. I opened the envelope, got nervous, and put it back.
That's not doing your taxes.
It felt productive.
Well, for everyone who is getting a refund...
Must be nice.
It might be time for an upgrade.
Oh, using that tax refund as a down payment?
Exactly. Lower your payment, upgrade your ride, and start spring off right.
Because nothing says financial responsibility like finally replacing that car that sounds like a lawnmower.
Yours still does that.
Only uphill and downhill, and sometimes in park.
At Friendly Ford, we've got great deals on new and pre-owned vehicles.
And financing options for all credit situations.
So whether your refund is big...
Or you're just hoping the IRS doesn't remember you.
James.
Kinda kidding. Mostly.
Take that tax refund and invest it in something you'll love driving every day.
Turn your refund into an upgrade.
And start the season in a vehicle that actually runs right.
Come see us today.
Or visit us online at arccityford.com.
The Colonel's cooked up a new $10 bucket of the day just for you. Monday, 24 nuggets for $10. Tuesday, 8-piece fried chicken for $10. Wednesday, 10 wings for $10. Thursday, 8 tenders for $10. Friday, 24 nuggets for... Ooh, you guessed it, didn't you? $10. The $10 bucket of the day deal. Every weekday, only at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Prices and participation vary while supplies last. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. Tax extra.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm, and Chuck McDowell, definitely not an attorney. This is Chuck. If someone talked you into buying something really silly, and you want to get out of that silly little thing, my advice, get the facts. Call me, and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit absolutely free. Inside, you'll learn how timeshare works and all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free exit information kit. 800-887-1010. That's 800-887-1010.
Are you tired of flickering lights, unreliable sockets, or old wiring? Have you thought about upgrading your light fixtures or installing accent lights? It may be time to switch on to Mayfield Electric. We are a full-service electric company serving South Central Kansas with the ability to handle jobs of all sizes and types. With over 70 years of combined experience, we're ready to exceed your expectations when it comes to industrial, commercial, residential, oil field, and agricultural electrical needs. Mayfield Electric is a service-based company, and we provide free estimates. Call us at 620-218-4624 today.
Waldorf Riley Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing knows every dollar matters, and that's why we offer some of the lowest prices on HVAC equipment in the area. Before you buy anywhere else, call Waldorf Riley and compare. You'll get honest guidance, fair pricing, and a team that's been trusted for generations. Whether it's a new air conditioner, furnace, or a full system upgrade, don't overspend. Get a real written estimate from people who stand behind their work. Call Waldorf Riley today at 620-442-5610.
And we are back right here live on the 620 Sports Show. I'm Brett Steele with Rama Peru and Coach Donnie Jackson. And we are going to talk Major League Baseball, Kansas City Royals. They've had a little rough time with the White Sox this week. They've lost 6-5 on consecutive nights. Kansas City's 4 games back at Cleveland, and which is 24-21. They wrap up a 3-game series with the White Sox today before starting a weekend series with the St. Louis Cardinals. And don't forget, like I said before the break, you can hear every Royals game on 103.3 and on 1280.
Yeah, and Bobby Witt Jr. was named the American League Player of the Week. So nice to see Bobby Witt Jr. really start to pick up his game. He gets started really slow, and he's really picked it up now. But I know, like he said, he'd rather trade that in for some victories. So hopefully the Royals can get one tonight. Also, and I know Coach Jackson is a big baseball fan. He does, you know, he follows baseball just like I do and you do, Brett. But the Braves, the first team to 30 wins. How about that? I don't think any of us saw that coming.
And with Acuna, not even at full strength yet.
Right.
If he could get healthy, watch out. Mm-hmm. And is it Spencer? I don't know how to pronounce
it. Strider?
No. The other guy that's on the IL, he should be coming back the second half of the season. Schwellen?
I know what you're talking about, yes.
I can't pronounce his last name, but they don't even have one of their top pitchers now, too.
Walt Weiss, first-year manager, doing a tremendous job. Tampa Bay, we talked about this last week with the Rays, but they just keep rolling. They're 28-14. The A's in your division, the A's are the only team above 500 in the AL West at 22-20, so that's good for your Astros at least, Brett. They're not running away with it.
Yeah, it's going to be a long season.
And
yeah,
Nick Hurts hasn't started slugging strong yet.
Yeah, right.
That's why I feel like a lot of the superstar hitters haven't hit well yet.
It's been you're exactly right. Some of those guys that wait till the summer months to start to heat up, and then they start to get going, but And the Cubs, you know, they've lost four in a row, but they still lead the division at 27-16. The Padres holding on to a half-game lead over the Dodgers right now, a tight AL West race, or NL West race. So
another superstar that's super slow right now, Manny Machado.
Exactly. I know. And somehow his team's been able to do okay without him having a great start.
How about Shohei?
This is what I was going to talk about. I'm glad you brought that up. Shohei last night, after his seven scoreless innings and a 4-0 victory over San Francisco last night, lowered his ERA to 0.82, which is the sixth lowest through a pitcher's first seven starts since the wild card era began in 1994. What we're witnessing is, I mean, it's Babe Ruth. It's, I mean, what he does as a hitter, a pitcher, is something we have not seen.
I mean, yeah, and then he goes over and knocks a home run to Detroit. I mean,
it's incredible, isn't it?
And he hasn't hit well yet.
Right. He's been actually in a slump right now at the plate. But and then a guy that kind of is up there, in my opinion, at least, of rivaling Shohei on the mound, Pirates' Paul Skene. I had to bring this up. His last five starts, including his outing on Tuesday, where he had 8 innings, 2 hits, 10 strikeouts, no walks. In his last 32 innings pitch, he's got 38 strikeouts and no walks with an ERA of 0.84. So the defending Cy Young is now 6-2 on the season and still only 23 years old.
Pretty crazy to think about, but we won't bring up Mitch Keller.
Yeah, thanks for bringing up Mitch Keller. O'Donnell told me, hey, I'm picking up Mitch Keller in my fantasy baseball league. And I said, well, you can use him for a half season, and then he'll be horrible after the All-Star break. But he went out in his first start for Donnie last night and had a 3-0 lead and loses to the Rockies.
So. Yeah, he's an automatic cut now, and I don't think I'll pick him up ever again.
No more Pirates on your roster.
Only one.
Hey, get Connor Griffin if you can, unless I'm sure someone already has.
Oh, you're buying the Kool-Aid?
For sure I am. Okay. Are you kidding? Yeah, the guy's got 19 RBIs already.
Yeah.
20 years old for the last 3 weeks is all. I mean, the kid's got a great future.
He does. They need another hitter, a staple in the lineup.
Yes.
And, guy, before we talk banana ball, I found this list on TikTok, and it's Chris Berman, and it's his best baseball nickname.
I love him.
Bert B. Home Bly 11.
Yes.
Bo Bueno Skias. Mm-hmm. Albert Winnie the Pujols. Sammy Say It Ain't Sosa.
Yep.
And this is my favorite, Alan Have Gun Will Trammell. Billy Lima Bean. Greg Mathematics. Jeff Brown Paper Bagwell. Todd Highway to Helton. And Chuck New Kids on the Knobloch.
That's a good one.
Daryl Strawberry Shortcake. Harold Growing Banes. And I'll finish up with this one, Raleigh Chicken Finger.
Oh, my goodness. Yep. I loved those Bermanisms.
Oh, yeah, especially football, too. He had some good ones in football, too.
Yes, he did.
And I miss him.
Bert B. Home Fly 11. Yeah. One of my favorites.
And Rama, tell us about Banana Ball. You went and checked that out last week.
Yeah, you know, Banana Ball came to Wichita's Equity Bank Park for a sold-out three-game series, May 7th through the 9th. The event featured the Loco Beach Coconuts against the Firefighters. And, you know, it brought massive crowds to Wichita. Three straight sellouts. My wife and I went with my mother and father-in-law and had a great time. It was high energy, choreographed dances, unique rules. It was a lot of things. You know, for the casual baseball fan, it's a really fun event. They put a two-hour time limit on it, so it's not going to drag out. It's either 9 innings or 2 hours, whichever comes first. You know, for me, to me, the baseball side of it was all right. You know, I mean, I think it was really fun and neat for the people that come out and are casual baseball fans to get to see a lot of singing, dancing, choreographed stuff. But we didn't get to see the actual Savannah Bananas, which we didn't get to see, like, the guys on stilts or doing all these amazing things. But it was still a really neat thing, and Wichita showed out for it, which was great.
Yeah, I know, and I know the Bananas are coming to Kauffman Stadium, and tickets are super. I look. $300 in some spots and even higher in other places.
Yeah, we tried to get tickets through the lottery and couldn't even get them. And luckily, my mother-in-law, through her work, they had 4 tickets through their company that we were able to go, or else, we wouldn't have been able to either.
I have a friend in Houston who took his 2 sons to Banana Ball in Texas A&M. Mm-hmm. In their stadium, he paid $350 a ticket.
by.
Which I can't imagine, you know. It's like
I'd have a hard time paying that to go to the World Series.
Yeah,
let alone watch a banana ball.
Yeah,
but,
it's pretty expensive.
I mean, they are a fun product, though. It's great to see how well it's taken off. I was happy to go see Wichita really support it well.
Yeah, and it's really cool. And, Coach, I know that's probably something you'd probably go to and check out if you could. But, yeah, that's super expensive. Not for 350 bucks.
Well, my question to you is this the new Harlem Globetrotters?
Exactly.
Where it's just a novelty for a few years?
In my opinion, exactly. That's exactly what I've told some other people, that I really felt like I was at a Harlem Globetrotters. Like, it's really cool now. I'm afraid in about 5 years from now, the newness is going to wear off on it. You've gone, you've seen it. It's a fun thing, but it's almost like watching All-Star Wrestling, too. These guys were all as ripped as could be and had shirts off and were doing crazy dances, and they had the firefighter calendar crew that came out. You know, it was fun, but you know, I think that'll wear off eventually.
You kept your shirt on, right?
I did. You know, the people next to me might not have, but you know,
thumbs out, guns out.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys, we're going to take one more. We're going to take our last break. We're going to come back and we're going to talk NFL. The schedule release has come out. I have a few notes here. And we also have a list of the international games that are going to be taking place this year. And just a tease, nine games, four continents, seven countries this year. So they're going to be doing some traveling.
Well, don't let this guy get me wound up about Aaron Rodgers either. So, all right.
Okay, yeah.
He'll say some kind of snide comment to me about the Steelers. So.
And we'll cover, as they put on the gloves during the break, we'll cover that when we get back right here on the 6-0 Sports Show.
The 620 Sports Show is sponsored in part by Cowley College. Start your journey at Cowley. With over 600 accredited courses, easy transfer pathways, and job-ready workforce training, we're here to help you reach your career goals. Looking for flexibility in your schedule? Many programs can be completed fully online. Cowley is more than just a college. In Tiger Territory, you'll find the educational and community-focused opportunities for a well-rounded experience. Join us today and unlock your future as a Cowley Tiger. Visit cowley.edu to get started.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-6854. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-6854. That's 800-575-6854.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
If someone were to ask you, what's the health department do, what would you say? You might think about immunization services and how we track illness. Maybe you'd think about health education and supplemental food services, or how we oversee water quality and wastewater systems, or how we prepare for emergencies. Our health department employs a wide variety of programs and strategies to prevent disease and promote healthy lifestyles. Check out our website and our social media pages, or perhaps download our mobile app and learn more about how we at the health department work hard every day to help you stay well.
Hey, it's James.
And Jamie.
From Friendly Ford.
James, have you done your taxes yet?
Absolutely.
Already?
Yep. I opened the envelope, got nervous, and put it back.
That's not doing your taxes.
It felt productive.
Well, for everyone who is getting a refund.
Must be nice.
It might be time for an upgrade.
Oh, using that tax refund as a down payment?
Exactly. Lower your payment, upgrade your ride, and start spring off right.
Because nothing says financial responsibility like finally replacing that car that sounds like a lawnmower.
Yours still does that?
Only uphill and downhill, and sometimes in park.
At Friendly Ford, we've got great deals on new and pre-owned vehicles.
And financing options for all credit situations.
So whether your refund is big,
or you're just hoping the IRS doesn't remember you.
James.
Kinda kidding, mostly.
Take that tax refund and invest it in something you'll love driving every day.
Turn your refund into an upgrade.
And start the season in a vehicle that actually runs right.
Come see us today.
Or visit us online at ArcCityFord.com.
And welcome back to the 6-0 Sports Show, everybody. And this is our last segment. And, of course, our last segment is always NFL. And the schedule release is supposed to happen tonight, but it's been leaking all week. And I've got some tidbits here. The first Sunday night game will be Dallas versus the Giants. The Chiefs and Broncos will have the first Monday night game. The Bills will open their new stadium week two versus the Lions. The Cowboys and Eagles will be on Thanksgiving Day, and there'll be a Thanksgiving Eve game this year, plus three big games on Thanksgiving Day, which will be Cowboys-Eagles, Detroit, the Bears, and the Chiefs and the Bills will be the nightcap. So that's going to be a heck of a day right there for football.
Boy, that's going to be fun, isn't it? No joke.
Yeah, and I don't have to talk to my family. It's going to be great.
you mentioned the Rams to host the Packers on Thanksgiving Eve as part of a five-game Netflix pack.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, these games, you got to kind of stumble around to find where they're all at now.
And the international schedule, 9 international games across 4 continents, 7 countries. And, you know, those games will be in Melbourne, which will be the 49ers and Rams. Cowboys, Baltimore, that's going to be in Rio. That'll be on the 27th of September. And then in October, of course, is your London game. And, that it was, you know, Jacksonville always gets 2 of those.
Always.
Yeah. And the Texans will be there on the 18th at Wembley Stadium, take on Jacksonville. And Rama, your Steelers will take on New Orleans in Paris on October the 25th, and that game will start, of course, at 8:30 in the morning. All those games start early in the morning.
Yeah, Kirk Caden, our good friend, he texted me this morning about the Steelers playing in Paris. He said, might have a little romantic getaway with Hannah, with my wife, to go out there. You know, I figure, I don't know how I'm going to try to sell her on that, but, you know, on Paris to go watch the Steelers play, but going to see what we could do on that.
Am I the only one that thinks this, that all the international games seems like they're ultra low scoring or
always
non-competitive?
Thank you so much. So my son and I have had conversations about that. He likes to gamble a little bit. You know, we've always talked about always take the under in those games over in London. It's crazy, but you're exactly right, Coach.
Yeah, those time change, especially wait till they go to Australia, because it's like what's a 7:35 game here is 10:35 the next day in Australia.
Oh, my goodness. How do you get your body, you know, in sync with that, unless you're out there trying to
How
get it?
How do you? You're a coach.
I don't think you can. I really don't. That's why I don't like the international game, personally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fun that they go over there and people get to see them. You build the brand. But how do teams generate revenue off that? You know, I'd like to know all the little details on why it works.
Sure.
And it's got to cost the team, of course, especially for Jacksonville. You got to stay overseas for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to fly your guys home and then fly them back.
And, you know, I've always felt like Jacksonville is that team that, like you say, that always plays over there, and there's a reason. I felt like they're getting ready to be shipped over there. They're going to be that team when London does have an expansion team. It's probably going to be Jacksonville that goes there.
No, that's been said for years, and I don't doubt it. And, their owners even came out and said that he's not only in favor of the deal, that he would do it in a heartbeat.
Oh, man.
But they've just updated the stadium, so it's like...
Yeah. Well, hey, at least he's being honest. We saw, like, when the Thunder had a new owner when Seattle sold, and he was like, hey, you know, or whenever Seattle got a new owner, and he's like, hey, we're never moving the team, even though he had a big old cowboy hat and was from Oklahoma. 2 years later, the team sold, and they're moving to OKC. So I'd rather the owner at least be honest and say, hey, if I got that chance, that's probably where we're going. So.
You know, and it's all business, and, like, you know, like we always say, but Rami, you've got a few things here. Adrian Peterson will enter the Minnesota Vikings Ring of Honor, and I'm surprised he's taking this long, to be honest with you.
No joke. But when you look at it, he holds the franchise record for most career rushing yards, touchdowns, finished his career with nearly 15,000 rushing yards, 120 touchdowns, with both ranked fifth in NFL history. So congrats to Adrian Peterson. And then the Bills, they added a familiar former opponent to their roster, signing outside linebacker Mike Dana to a one-year deal Monday. And Chiefs fans are very familiar with him, as he played the last 6 seasons with the Chiefs. Had 21.5 regular season sacks, 2 in the playoffs. He was a 2-time Super Bowl champ. And so the Bills will hope that he'll be a nice addition to their roster. My Steelers signed Chris Boswell to a 4-year, $28 million deal, which ties him for the highest paid kicker in NFL history with Brandon Aubrey. Also, with some other moves in the NFL, the Dolphins, Devin Achane, big deal there. 4-year contract extension worth $64 million, coming off of a 1,350-yard season where he was named to his first Pro Bowl.
That guy, that, you know, somebody's going to bumble and groan about it, but that guy's worth every penny of that to me.
He is special. I had him in fantasy football last year and watched almost every one of his games, and he can break it at any time. He's one of those just at any time can take off and get you a 50, 60-yard run. David Njoku, a tight end that spent most of his career with Cleveland. He looks the part, man. He looks so big and physical, and just never really has had those huge years. But the Chargers hoping maybe that 1-year, $8 million deal, maybe they can find something there.
Yeah, and of course, as I told you, we've got DeAndre Hopkins. He's going to be with the Cowboys now. Mm-hmm. And, of course, so you're going to have Pickens, you're going to have Hopkins, and you're going to have CeeDee Lamb, and you're going to have three people screaming for the ball.
I think Rama must have been blinded by the script somehow, or the light must have hit a certain paragraph about Aaron Rodgers here. And if I can read the notes here, I'd like to do so, Brett. After months of waiting, the Pittsburgh Steelers are waiting to see if Aaron Rodgers weighs whether or not to return for the 2026 season. Rodgers was expected to visit Steelers last Friday, and through the weekend there had been rumors of Rodgers' Arizona team start OTAs on May 18th.
Thanks for bringing that up.
Can I just remind you that you invited him? I didn't.
Yeah, exactly.
That was my favorite segment to read about.
Well, all I got to say, guys, is May 18th, all right? That's next Monday. There will be an answer by then.
Okay.
And if there is not, I mean, every Steelers fan is going to revolt, because right now we're all so done with this whole thing. It's, do you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler? Do you not? We know they're negotiating behind the scenes for more money. That's what this always is about. It's all about the money. I just hope by next Monday when OTAs start, they know who their quarterback's going to be. It's either Aaron Rodgers or let's move on with the young guys, but no more of this.
And you need Boswell. I'm not making fun of that, but it's funny that they can get that done in 5 seconds, and then you can't get your quarterback to show up.
Well, our GM looked really smart last weekend, too, when they said, hey, we hear Aaron Rodgers is going to be in town this weekend. Are you guys going to visit? And he goes, I haven't heard from Aaron. You know, and I mean, you don't know if it's true or not or any of that, but now that they're hearing that he was in Pittsburgh last weekend but actually did not communicate with the front office that he was in town. So, yeah, I know. Just –
no comment. I just wanted to read it.
And we'll talk about, when they do release the whole Chiefs schedule, even though we kind of know it already. We'll talk about that next week when we're back in the studio on the 6-0 Sports Show.
They had the fifth toughest schedule, which kind of surprised me coming out of a season when you go 6-11. Usually you get rewarded by having a little easier schedule next year, but just the strength of the conference that they're playing, it's going to be a tough one again.
And they're going to be playing on Thanksgiving, and they're going to be playing on Christmas. You know, they're going to be playing on all the holidays again, but they seem to like.
Oh, yeah. Can I ask you guys one trivia question before we get done?
Yeah,
real quick. Last trivia question. Which franchise is the only one to have drafted two Hall of Fame quarterbacks in the same draft?
I want to say it's going to be the Cleveland Browns. I'm forecasting it with Gabriel and Sanders.
No, I will tell you this. It was a baseball team that drafted two Hall of Fame quarterbacks in the same draft class.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Want me to tell you guys?
The A's.
Yes.
The 1979 Kansas City Royals drafted John Elway and Dan Marino in the same Major League Baseball draft class.
How crazy
is that? Those guys both went on to be Hall of Fame quarterbacks in the NFL.
And who was Russell Wilson drafted by? Was that the Athletics?
He was. No, that was Kyler Murray was drafted by.
Yes.
But Russ was a great ball player, too, baseball player, and was drafted, I think, by the Yankees, maybe.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, yeah. That was, I mean, all great players. All right, guys, we're going to wind it down here. We're going to talk to you next week live from the studio. And let me remind you, we have Royals baseball today, 6 o'clock pregame, 6:40 first pitch. You can hear that on 103.3 and on 1280 AM KSOK. Thank you to Kevin and the gang down here at Native Lights, great host always. And, you know, they treat us really well, feed us, and, you know, feeding us is a big task anyway. So, I mean, you know, it's just a great deal.
It's a good incentive for us to show up, I would say.
Thank you. For our fan club, Rama's folks are here.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Welcome. Thank you for coming down and hanging out with us. And we will talk to you next week from the Native Vice Buffalo Grill Studios when we do the 6-0 Sports Show in Arc City. And we'll talk about Cali baseball. We'll cover everything next week on the 6-0 Sports Show. Have a great day, everybody. And don't forget, Shane will be here for the afternoon drive from 3 to 6. And I'll see you bright and early tomorrow on the Get Up and Go Show.